This is the playbook. This is Dave Meltzer live at VCon here with an over 1,500 episodes now of the playbook. And I tell you, I have not been this excited to have a guest here at VCon. There's some people that you meet, and it's not just that you resonate with them, that you're on the same frequency, but your backgrounds are very similar. Your perspective, because of that background, is very similar. That's what Lance Baldwin is to me. He's the founder and CEO of Area Scouts. And why we share that, Lance, welcome to the playbook, by the way.
Thank you very much, Dan.
I like the logo.
Thank you.
Sports is everything to me. And I've been blessed to run amazing companies and have amazing people around me. You were a witness to it last night at our VIP dinner. And I know it sounds silly because in its end, I've been told by my college football coach that I was a below average college football player. I thought I was average. I try not to get my feelings hurt. But nothing in my life, from the time I was 5 years old, single mom, broke, to this point in my life, nothing has had a greater impact on my abilities to be the best that I can be, to help others be the best that they can be, than what I experienced in sports. And so when I bring Lance Baldwin onto my podcast and know how many kids that he's giving that gift to, the future below average college football players, the swimmers, lacrosse players, baseball players, whoever it is out there, your company and your mission are aligned with one thing: empowering others to empower others to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. How does Area Scout do that?
Well, first of all, thank you again for having me on the show, and you stole my opening line.
That's my secret. I've done this a long time.
As far as, you know, why we did this and how powerful sports is, and I'm going to steal one from Jeff, who we just listened to, and the power.
How was he, by the way?
Unbelievable. I'm not even.
Did you hear my daughter say Jeff Griffith is better than you at speaking?
I'm trying to ground myself after even listening to him. Is just, I've never been so inspired in my entire life. Listening to him was absolutely amazing. And he said something on the very last thing he said was the power of organization and belonging to something and believing in it. And just like you just referenced, there is nothing, and you referenced something this morning, we're all going through something at all times of our lives. And I feel like as we get older, there are more resources out, more people that we've met and more people we can make those connections with. When you're young, you feel like you're all alone. You know, you have your parents. Some kids don't even have parents that support them. And the next thing, the most solid foundation for them is an organization, being part of something and being important, and that's sport, team sports. And it could be, I don't care if it's the chess team, you know, being part of something that encourages them, gives them that confidence, literally changes these kids' lives. And it builds not only for sports, because as you know, we just had dinner and celebrated birthday with two of the best, Austin Eckler and
Michael Chandler.
And they are the 1% of the 1%. You know, a 0.2% of every high school athlete will get to those types of levels. It's very hard to get to
those. And 1% of those 0.2% will be at the level of Austin Eckler or Michael Chandler.
Exactly.
Or Warren Moon or Troy Aikman or Steve Young.
Right.
Or Evander Holyfield or Oscar De La Hoya. All the guys I surrounded myself with. Why is that?
It's just, you know... some of, you know, athletes, I believe, not all of them, but I believe most athletes are born with an athletic talent to, you know, as a foundation, and they can build on that. Some kids don't even have that advantage.
Right.
So,
can I tell you another way to look at it? Because you are in this business, that your skills and your knowledge are your basement. And some people are just born with such a high basement.
Yep.
But it's the delta that makes that 1% of the 0.2%. It's the delta of desire that you must be what you can be. And that's what Area Scout does, is they create a delta so they can take someone like Dave Meltzer, who has a very low basement when it comes to football, for example, a very low basement, but create the same delta that Tiger Woods created for himself, even though he has the highest basement, where if a Ryan Leaf would have utilized the Dave Meltzer delta in desire and basement, or that difference, he would have been better than Peyton Manning.
Yep, exactly. And you use the word basement. We use the word ceiling as far as getting them to their own individual ceiling, because they each have their own ceiling, and that's all these kids want. They want to just get to the best of their ability, feel like they belong to that team, and maybe they are not the star. They're not the elite athlete, but they are someone that every once in a while catches that big pass, makes that big basket, and those life events, they never forget. They never forget those. And that's the success that they build then that they remember when they have to succeed later on in life.
It was funny. I don't know if you met these guys last night from Michigan State. Did you meet the guys from Michigan State?
I did not.
So one of them, they're highly successful financial guys.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, they did. Yes.
And the one kid, you may not know this.
Keith.
Yes. Caught the pass from Kirk Cousins. Talk about a big moment. Right, he caught that pass from Kirk Cousins at Michigan State. He was the backup quarterback to Kirk Cousins, but because of his mindset, heart set, and handset, he wanted to play, so he switched the receiver, and he made that big catch. That was his big moment.
Oh, wow.
Played in the NFL for a tiny little bit, but what he learned, nobody knows his name. We barely remembered his name. I forgot Keith's name.
He's a very humble guy.
Very humble, but very what he learned through making it as a starting receiver for Michigan State and getting a moment has carried him to, like, he works with Matt Ishbia. He's, I mean, really financially successful kid.
Yeah.
That delta applied to something that even he had a higher basement for has led him to this great fulfillment. So how does Area Scout do this? How does Area Scout deal with the delta?
So we bring on professional athletes from all different sports who have a genuine interest in wanting to help kids, because that is the...
Which is almost all of them.
Yep. And bring
Once
them...
Once again, confirming how powerful this is, that even the biggest athletes in the world all know how important their childhood athletics were.
Exactly. And being influences in those kids' lives, too, because
they had someone.
Yep, exactly. And a lot of kids don't have those individuals either. So to have someone local with Area Scouts that can bring these kids through professional assessments that focus on health, not only performance, but the health side through proper movement, strength and conditioning.
Nutrition.
We do nutrition, mindset, neuro. It doesn't stop. We keep adding programs that can impact all these kids. And it's not, I always have to stress, this is not building kids to be just the perfect athletes for life. It's building them for life in all aspects of life. So we build that foundation for these kids when they're 7 all the way up through high school and give them something to hang on to and something to be part of. And it literally will change their life for the rest of life, because the other 99.8% of kids out there that are not going to do this professionally need all of these things to navigate. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to continue to navigate, you know. And that's
I bet you have your favorite college commercial that I have, the one that says from the NCAA, you know, we have 133,000 athletes graduate each year.
Yeah.
And only, right? Yeah. All of them, almost all of them will be professional at something else.
Yep.
Right? Exactly. That's what Area Scout does. I will tell you another story that shows you how impactful what you're doing is. My son plays Pop Warner football. They made the Orange Bowl, which is the Southern California Championship Bowl. Only 12 years old. There's a lot of experiences he's going to have in his life.
Yep.
But Austin Eckler showed up to their last practice.
Oh, wow.
They're still talking about it.
No, it's huge.
Right? Like, talk about impact. Yeah. And I remember when I met Tony Gwynn for the first time.
One of my favorite.
And I was blessed to be at the San Diego School of Baseball, which him and Alan Trammell owned. And he used to watch on a Betamax monochrome screen a video trying to figure out release points for Maddox and Glavine and all the Atlanta Braves pitchers. And I remember him sitting there studying. Greatest hitter maybe of all time. Yeah. Studying film, which inspired me. But what inspired me even more is I was in the cages. And on his break, after 30 minutes of studying, took a break. And the first thing he did wasn't to go, you know, get a drink. It was to come over to the cages and gave me advice. I don't remember what it was. It worked, whatever it was.
Right.
I haven't used it, you know, probably since I quit baseball in college. But Tony Gwynn coming over, taking the time to teach me something has meant more to me. Again, at 55, you can see the tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
So I want people to know that because I need more people to support Area Scout. So today, you know, as an entrepreneur, you have a huge why, but you have a business to run. What is the challenge of running a business that has a like I had an accountant on last, right?
Yeah.
There's not a huge why in accounting or math. There's a huge why in Area Scouts.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile that it's still a business and you still have the same exact challenges as every other entrepreneur?
I would say finding people that are have the same mindset and have the same goals and mission as Area Scouts, the more of those that I found to surround me has made the growth of me having to grow the business much easier because I have other people out there working towards the same goal as I have. And when I started this, you know, it was just me. So, and then there was two, and then there was four, and now we have close to 2,000 people in this organization now. And we have over 150,000 people that have reached out to us saying that they want to start programs like this in their areas. And right now, you know, we're putting teams together in all these different sports, professional athletes, professional coaches, trainers, PTs, sports medicine doctors. And we're going to be basically partnering with all the rec centers, Boys Club, YMCA. We have a call coming up with Pop Warner that we're going to be partnering with Pop Warner. And so sky's the limit. I mean, we're gonna reach, you know, I said it to you last night. Our goal is to reach 7 million kids by the end of this year. And you said, don't say 7 million. go past 7 million.
Yeah,
don't
more than
7 million.
Right, I'm empowering over 1 billion people.
Yeah.
You're going to impact over 7 million kids in 1 year.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Now, you're using a franchise type of model.
Yes, licensing.
To scale, licensing,
yep.
Yeah, which is a type of franchising for
yep.
those entrepreneurs that may or may not know. How, you know, what does that look like if you have all these 150,000 people interested, people like me interested? How does someone, what does that license deal look like? How can they get a license?
So licensing, we do in two different models. We do population-based, so it goes by postal code, zip code, if you're not in the country. Because this is international as well in other sports. But you can license the software, license the Area Scouts brand and our program and work with all of our professional sports athletes, coaches, sports medicine doctors. And you can license an area of 275,000 or 475,000 on average people. And then we basically bring our B2B team into that area, and that's when we partner up with all those organizations I talked to. A lot of the rec leagues, city leagues, where parents have kids in programs that they can't afford these travel teams and the expensive programs that are they're you know working with these athletes. They just want to know that their kids are getting professional training, real training that's going to give them the best chance to stay healthy at the same time.
It's amazing. I like to finish off, if you don't mind. Everybody has their stories and the lessons that they teach. I'd love for you to share one of the most heartfelt, not most successful, but your greatest inspirational story and the lesson that you took from it of all the different Area Scout licensees and implementations.
This one came right to me when you said that. I can't say that this is one story. I have four kids of my own. An amazing wife. I've been blessed with everything.
I'm with you.
My sports blessing, or the thing that I've appreciated the most in sports, which actually drove Area Scouts, was nothing makes me feel better than seeing the weakest child or the kid that's never had any success that, you know, other coaches don't even
Meltzer,
want them on the team. They don't want
the David
you know,
Meltzer.
Yeah, the David Meltzers of the team. The kids that have no chance of getting that hit. They're never going to catch a pass. All their peers know that already. They've kind of alienated them. I will spend as much time as I need to make sure that kid is the most improved kid on that team to make. And
the Delta.
The Delta. And I can't tell you, every single season, it's like clockwork. I don't know if it's fate or whatever you want to call it, because there's always some sort of playoff structure to whatever you're in. Would you believe, like, every single time we're at a crucial moment in the game and that kid's coming up and the kind of the rest of the teammates are like, oh, no, it's little Johnny. Oh, no.
David Meltzer.
And he gets the hit or he catches the pass. And that moment, you take, because I got videos of that when that happens, and I'm going crazy. There's like you must think I'm, because I'm, that's the time I'm jumping up in the air and I'm screaming for the kid, because I know that moment right there, for the rest of his life, I don't care what happens after that, that kid will remember that moment, and everyone else gave up on him. Everyone said he was never going to get that big hit, and I know it's small to everyone else, it's always successful, but to that kid, that will be what he remembers the next time someone says, you can't do it, you know?
I love it. I want to pick one more thing. I know I said that was the last thing. Last night at the VIP dinner, you asked for a couple minutes to tell a story about me.
Yeah.
I'd love to finish up because I didn't get to hear the story. And I didn't, you know how, it was crazy. When you got Jim Quick, Clinton Sparks, Jeff Hoffman, Austin Eckler, Michael Chandler, let alone Fleischman, Fenster, Sean Dill, it's difficult to get enough time to get your story in. So tell me the story now before we finish up.
Okay, so this is unrelated to...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but it's classic. So I've endured many, like, just hardships and things that I've had to overcome in growing this business. And, you know, like you said this morning, you take things very well. You take life's challenges very well. And I feel like I do for the most part, but usually at the moment, I don't believe I've captured your patience, so like right when it happens.
17 years of practice.
Yeah. So I get upset, and then I kind of have to talk myself down. I want to learn to be able to not get so upset about things right when they happen. So it took me about 4 months to talk to you. To get on a call with you, because I hadn't joined your program yet or anything. I wanted to know more about you. I wanted you to know about Aerie Scouts, and I actually was looking for approval. I wanted your eyes to light up, and I wanted you to be like, wow, this is the most amazing thing. And
which
so
I think
thought,
it is, by the way.
So thank you, I appreciate it. But I wanted that to be like, you know, coming genuine. You didn't know me. I wanted to just come in as a stranger. I wanted to see your reaction. So it took me 4 months to get to talk to him, and everything I'm going to say right now is 100% the truth. Like, I'm not exaggerating whatsoever. So Nick called David's assistant Nick, and he said, "Okay, you got 1 month to prepare for this. And next month, or it was 4 weeks ago, I believe, this past Monday." You have 1 month to prepare. So he said, "You only got 10 minutes, Lance. That's all you got. You got to get this. And normally, this is a presentation that takes me 2 hours to go through of what Aerie Scouts is. So I used my PowerPoint. I blocked my call. I shut off everything. Like, I'm zoned in. I'm timing each slide by the seconds, and I'm able to speak and ask Dave questions at the same time. So the day's going by super fast because it's getting ready to be 6 o'clock, and I'm like preparing myself. And at about 5:50 p.m., I noticed my phone's going off. My phone's blowing up. And it's all these strange phone numbers. It's 1,500, 1,800, 3,500. And I'm thinking, what is that? I can't deal with this right now. I got Dave. Dave's coming up. I got my Zoom screen ready. I even have my cell phone internet ready to go if my internet goes up.
So I could just click over to that, right? Yeah.
And I said to my wife, "I don't care what happens in the next 15 minutes. Do not knock on my office door, please. Like, I don't care what happens, right?"
And then so God laughs at you.
At about 6:04 p.m., 4 minutes into this call, I'll never forget it, because I looked up at the thing. I'm like, oh, how much time do I have? All these sirens I hear outside. I mean, I'm talking, like, I knew there was at least 10 police cars, like, because I didn't hear the fire engine sound. I heard just the sirens. You didn't hear the big trucks. I'm thinking, what's going on outside? All of a sudden, I hear this big bang upstairs, and I'm thinking, what is that? Meanwhile, I'm still talking to you this whole time, right? Now I hear my name coming over a loudspeaker from the police cars, calling my name, Mr. Baldwin. need you to come out of the house. And I'm on with, and this is me. So David, so this is also what Area Scouts does. And I'm listening and I'm muting my microphone as I'm like hearing this all happen, the sirens. I'm like, I got 4 minutes to finish. I got three minutes to finish, right? Next thing you know, I hear my wife, she's saying, you can't go in there. You cannot go in the office. You can't go in there. And I can hear the interaction. I can hear the boots, like everything. And sure enough, the door opens. I get a hallway door that opens to my office. And sure enough, the hallway opens. It's Mr. Baldwin, you need to come out here right now. And that's when I said, you, Dave, I'm just real calm. Oh, can you hold on 1 second, Dave? You know, this, meanwhile, this all happened. I go there, open the door, and there's literally a SWAT, full ninja mask, machine guns, everything. And there's six of them in my living room. And I go, you got to give me 3 minutes. I got three more minutes to finish. I'm on with someone I've been waiting for a while to talk to. So, the and then my wife, she's behind the guy. She said, I told them they couldn't go in here. So finally I go, Dave, I'm sorry. I'm sure you remember. I'm like, Dave, you got to hold on. So I go out there and they said, we got a hostage. Apparently at that very moment, I'm just talking lottery odds, my 16-year-old got in an argument with one of his friends as they were gaming the night before. They swatted us. I didn't know that that was a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either until he told me what happened.
They called in the SWAT team at that.
Just so you know, I did give him an extra 3 minutes.
So sure enough, I had to explain to them, and I go back, and Dave's still on the call.
I told my wife.
Dave, I can't even tell you what just happened. You're not going to believe me.
I told my wife the story, and just like my daughter, who like are the humbling agents of my life, right? Like I do walk over to the other stage, and there's an amazing speaker, Jeff Griffith. He's rolling by right now. Jeff Griffith was there, and he gave a speech on all the cameras and everything. My daughter's like, hey, he's way better of a speaker than you, Dad. It was like my wife. I told her the story, and her reaction was, Dave, your ego's getting way out of control. There's no way some guy's holding off the SWAT team because he has a 10-minute call with you. You're so full of shit. Well, I'm not full of shit. I have one person who thinks highly of me. I appreciate Lance Baldwin. He's changing lives. Founder and CEO of Area Scout. If it wasn't for people like Lance Baldwin, I wouldn't be where I'm here today helping other people the way I am as an under-averaged college football player. I needed people like Lance in my life, and so do you. Reach out. Get your license. Find out more for your kids there at Area Scout. Thanks for joining me, Lance Baldwin.
Thank you so much, David. Appreciate it.
This is Dave Meltzer live at VCon with The Playbook.